Hey y'all, Jaisa Lifestyle Brand. It is Monday and we're making it happen. And you're gonna never miss a Monday because what Monday means is it's a new start. Even though the business week starts on Sunday based on the business calendar, but with Monday, meaning like it's a fresh start. So whatever happened last week, whatever you did not complete is now gonna be an action item for this week. And for me, I kind of chickened out on going live. I had every intent to go live. And I want to say for those that are hiding themselves, this is a platform for those that are in business and who also may have some issues on body image and even conveying a body language that you really, you know, are satisfied with. You have to be present and you have to be consistent. And so what that means is with your body image, you know, that may affect the way you show up because you don't like taking pictures or you don't like certain angles. And I'm all with that because I'm like, it's certain pictures. I'm like, I don't even have my social media page, at least on Facebook, where anyone can tag me. I have to accept the tag. So this is getting real. And then when it comes to like videos, who knows what I'll do if I'm out in the public, you know, like especially when it's just candid, I'm going to be unfiltered, unguarded. And so I'm not saying that you want to be like so scripted where everything is like, you know, ABC, but you want to like put, you know, feel your best and put your best, you know, content out. And if the raw footage is not where it's at, that's one thing, but you still have to be accessible to your, you know, ideal audience, your customers out there, your client is out there. And for me, I've been kind of slow playing. Like, I may do a little video on Instagram and show something from when I'm in the fitness studio. But as far as going live, as I was going consistently a year ago or even 2 years ago, it's like I'm overthinking it, I know. So I want to just give you just kind of like behind the scenes of what's going on in my own brand, my own real life, you know, because I'm not a brand. I'm a person. But again, packaging is always the brand, what people think of you as and how they relate to you. And they relate to you by you. So it's like you can't really, you know, mess up being yourself. Where people get messed up is that they try to be something or someone who they're not, or they overthink it. And so stop overthinking your next move. And I'm going to give you three tips to never miss a Monday. So today, my goal is to go live. And I feel like I get self-conscious now because I be getting a lot of DM action. Like, those are direct messages, mainly on Facebook, from guys who try to holler. And it just made me feel some kind of way, like where, you know, I have this certain profile picture and then I have other images on my page. But the person that you get on my live videos is not a still image. You know, I'm very animated. My language is very colorful because I speak, you know, in vernacular. I speak truth. I speak, you know, inspiration. I be speaking. And that's how I like it to be. And I want to be that person. Like, I don't want to be someone that's a figment of someone's imagination. So maybe if you're like that too, you're like, you know, I don't want to scare people away because I may be too much. But I want to say, don't scare yourself that you're too little. You know, like, why you think so little of someone may or may not accepting you because of your style? And style is not what you wear, but style is even the language you use. You know, how you speak. Are you a proper speaker? Are you a professional speaker? Are you a relatable, hometown folklore speaker? That would be me. So I've overthought things in that way, and I'm just making confessions here on this podcast for those who are also in business. Another thing about your business that may be something that's affecting you is your body language. Now, your body language is going to be connected to your diet, your wellness. Are you taking care of your temple? Are you eating healthy? I say that while I'm looking at a king-size white chocolate Reese's Pieces that's been devoured, but are you taking care of your skin? Are you taking care of your hydration level? Are you taking care of business? And so when you're not able to have that self-care where it's a routine, that will get into the way of how you connect with your body and then how that body language is going to be, you know, out there for the public. So with body language, it's going to be like your expressions. It's going to be you being comfortable in your body and like how you connect with other people. So I do want to charge you up today to have you to consider, you know, really thinking about your water intake. Today, I did not have no carbonation. I'm not going to say what, because I shouldn't be drinking any carbonation at all. So I'm not going to name drop what I was drinking. But it's, you know, best to drink water or to stay away from so many sugary drinks, because sugar just goes to the gut and the gut just gets big, you know. And it also affects our skin with the sugar, with blemishes, and even just clarity in your skin. So, again, when you think about, like, if you're overthinking it, sometimes you got to backtrack and think, what have I been doing to my body? What have I been putting in my mind? Like, even things that you've been dwelling on. If you keep obsessing about something, you have to let it go. So you have to forgive yourself. You also have to forgive other people. You also have to think, you know, that's gone. Like, that's behind you. So now what are you going to do? Are you going to linger right there? Or are you going to, like, just level up and get to it? So that was just a little quick Monday, I guess, motivation for those that may be like, you know, I don't know what to do. I have things I've kind of written down for myself, and I hope to be very productive. You know, I'm a person that likes to sow a lot of seeds. And when I say seed, I speak word, you know, the Bible, scripture, and even encouragement into other people's lives. And I go water that word. And when it comes back, when someone says they went and got their LLC, or they got their logo or their website made, it just does me some joy. But it also brings like a kind of a, like a kind of mirror reflection to myself. Like, have I been also, you know, doing as I encourage others to do? So I have a lot of things this week that I made it manageable, that things I didn't do last week. So I'm not going to go there and think about what I didn't do last week, but I am going to do what I said I'm going to do. And I encourage you, for those that may want some accountability, just to check in on Facebook with Yaissa Lifestyle Brand. And also you can leave a voice message here on this podcast. And y'all, don't miss a Monday. Go make it be great.